For NPR Illinois, I'm Mary Hansen. There's a battle brewing in the seat of state government, but it's not a traditional debate over policy and politics. It's about land. Governor Bruce Rauner is attempting to leave a lasting imprint on Springfield, despite pushback from downtown business owners and some city officials. Just a couple of blocks away from where lawmakers debate key issues, pickup trucks and construction equipment are being put to work. Renovations are nearing completion at the Illinois Executive Mansion, where governors have stayed for nearly a century and a half. Directly in front of the mansion are two empty lots. They belong to the city of Springfield and are dubbed the Y Block for the YWCA that used to sit there. The city has long debated how to develop the land. Governor Bruce Rauner and his wife Diana have privately raised millions to pay for the mansion makeover, and now the governor is eyeing the block across the street as an extension of that project. Springfield attorney Don Tracy is leading efforts on behalf of Rauner. He talks about the project in a video promoting the idea.
You gotta take a chance. You gotta take some risk. This was a hard decision, but that's how you do great things. If you build something unique and attractive and that makes people want to come back again and again.
The video touts a plan that would create a park, which Tracy says would be similar to the National Mall in Washington. It would add green space leading up to the mansion. World-famous architect Peter Wirtz has come up with a design which includes fountains, tall trees, small hills, and an amphitheater. Springfield Mayor Jim Langfelder has signed on to the idea and says it could bring thousands of people to downtown.
And it's going to be a gift to the city in transforming this entire area. And that's what's exciting for me.
That gift has contingencies, but more on that in a moment. One voice is notably missing from the promotional video, the park's lead donor and chief fundraiser, Governor Rauner. Supporters say the park would require little public funding, despite an overall $8 million price tag, a point Langfelder has made several times.
Really, what this project does is free up TIF dollars for other areas.
But many downtown business owners aren't so sure this idea is what's best for ongoing revitalization efforts.
It's a tax-generating opportunity, and our goal to keep the city strong is to have that good, strong tax base in downtown with sales tax and property tax.
That's Lisa Clemens-Stott, Executive Director for Downtown Springfield, Inc., a.k.a. DSI. The group sees potential for open space and business developments, like apartments, a movie theater, restaurants, or offices.
It is a very unique opportunity to have an entire city block that is not developed and that is positioned for redevelopment.
But Don Tracy says the governor is firm on one point.
We try to honor his vision, and his vision is no buildings. His vision is to have this be a destination park for people, but also be a vista for the executive mansion.
Tracy points out that there is some flexibility in the proposed terms of the agreement he and Mayor Langfelder are pushing. There could be a building in the future, commercial development perhaps, on the northwest corner of the block. But it comes with a big contingency. The sitting governor of Illinois would have the ultimate say, not the city. Tracy says that's because Rauner has to go out and sell the idea to other private donors.
Yeah, you have to honor the vision of that donor, because if you don't, you're probably not going to be able to raise the money.
Downtown business owners disagree with that approach. DSI's Lisa Clemens-Stott.
You know, we have 150 member businesses who've made a lot of their own personal investments in the growth of downtown. And so to me, they have just as much a right as any sitting governor of the state of Illinois, because we're the capital, to decide what happens there.
The proposal met resistance from some aldermen, too. Langfelder presented the project to them and a council chamber packed with union representatives. Union leaders are upset because Tracy and his group are not pursuing a project labor agreement, which sets local hiring standards. With little discussion, the city council tabled the agreement to the cheers of laborers, which means the plan is basically couched for now. Still, concerns remain. Alderwoman Doris Turner, who is also the chair of the Sangamon County Democrats, says that after the meeting, she still has a lot of questions.
What happens if they don't reach their fundraising goal? What happens if there is a new governor in November?
For now, Langfelder says he'll keep negotiating in hopes of reaching a compromise that will please everyone. I'm Mary Hansen.